Mr. President, I would also like to particularly address climate change and sustainable development. The climate crisis is evolving faster than predicted. By crossing several planetary boundaries, we have already taken away some of the resources that belong to future generations. The unprecedented mobilization of youth on a global scale that demands immediate action, followed by the Secretary General's initiative to convene the Climate Action Summit, has finally generated a sense of urgency. The COP25, held later this year in Chile, will be of critical relevance to humanity of our planet. We owe it to our children to not sidetrack from the Paris Agreement. We need to recognize the right to a healthy living environment. Climate change is a case in point for the need for effective multilateralism. The depletion of natural resources, in particular water, perpetuates the inequalities and risk of conflicts. It also forces us to rethink our current economic models and make them sustainable. The circular economic model, where resources are reduced, reused, and recycled, is inextricably linked to the implementation of the Paris Agreement and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. For Slovenia, the transition to a sustainable and green economy is a strategic priority. Slovenia will continue to support the implementation of the Paris Agreement on climate change. In this context, we will pay special attention to sustainable use and the management of natural resources, in particular water, the promotion of a circular economy, and the preservation and protection of biodiversity. In addition, Slovenia will continue to contribute to the implementation of the 2030 Agenda with a sense of urgency. It will present the progress made over the last 4 years in the second voluntary review at the High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development in 2020.